This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Nowadays, the word safari is often used negatively. For many people, the idea of killing animals for sport is unacceptable.
As the popularity of hunting declines, safaris are swapping their guns for cameras, offering tourists the chance to photograph wild animals in their natural habitat. In recent years, nature and wildlife tourism, also called ecotourism, has grown massively.
But the story is complex. While money from ecotourism is supposed to support threatened wildlife and traditional local cultures, the reality is sometimes different. In this programme, we'll be asking, is ecotourism good or bad? And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Most tourists on safari are looking for the Big Five, the name given to Africa's most iconic large animals. But which animals are the Big Five? A. The lion, leopard, giraffe, baboon and buffalo. B. The lion, leopard, tiger, elephant and buffalo. Or C. The lion, leopard, rhinoceros, elephant and buffalo.
I guess it's A. The lion, leopard, giraffe, baboon and buffalo.
I'll reveal the answer at the end of the programme. The balance between the good and bad things ecotourism can bring is well understood by Vicky Smith, whose website Earth Changes matches ecotourists with environmentally friendly travel companies. Here's Vicky talking with BBC Radio 4 programme Costing the Earth.
Just because tourism is nature-based, it doesn't mean to say it's necessarily responsible or sustainable. So there's a lot of animal activities in tourism that we know which are, you know, highly irresponsible and unsustainable, like performing whale and dolphin shows or swimming with dolphins, elephant riding, tiger selfies where the tigers are drugged.
Genuine ecotourism is sustainable, designed to continue at a steady level which does not damage the environment. Not every travel company which calls themselves eco-friendly acts sustainably and may still advertise irresponsible tourist activities, including tiger selfies, having your photo taken with a captive wild tiger.
There are two requirements travel companies should meet to qualify as genuine ecotourism. First, tourists' main motivation should be to appreciate and observe the natural world without interfering. And second, the money they spend should support traditional communities. Clearly, having your photograph taken with a chained and drugged tiger does not meet these requirements.
But not all companies claiming to be ecotourism behave so irresponsibly. According to Antonia Bolingbroke Kent, who runs small-scale wildlife expeditions to some of the most remote places on Earth, it's possible to put travel companies on a sliding scale from good to bad. On BBC Radio 4's programme Costing the Earth, Antonia discussed her work in Tajikistan, a country where ecotourism is making a positive impact on both animal and human communities.
At the other end of the scale is Tajikistan, where I work a lot, which gets less than 24 wildlife tourists a year. And the money these visitors bring is essential to the conservation work that grassroots NGOs are doing. So those few tourists, their money goes a very long way. And the animals people are looking at, snow leopards, rare mountain ungulates like Bukharan Markor, they are being observed from a distance. Their behaviour is not being affected in any way, and the local communities are genuinely benefiting.
Antonia uses the phrase at the other end of the scale as a way of contrasting irresponsible tourist companies with what's happening in Tajikistan. There, animals including snow leopards and mountain ungulates are being protected by ecotourist projects run by non-governmental organisations, or NGOs, organisations trying to achieve environmental or social aims outside of government control. These NGOs are grassroots organisations, meaning that they are run from the bottom up by ordinary people rather than leaders.
Despite getting very few ecotourists a year, the money they spend in Tajikistan goes a long way. In other words, the money is an important factor in achieving their goals, which in Tajikistan at least means protecting rare wild animals. OK, it's time to reveal the answer to my question.
You asked me about the Big Five, the name for Africa's iconic safari animals. I guessed they were the lion, leopard, giraffe, baboon and buffalo.
You guessed right about the lion, leopard and buffalo, but the others were the rhinoceros and the elephant. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme about ecotourism. Travel to places of natural beauty where the tourist's motivation is to appreciate nature and support the local culture.
The adjective sustainable describes actions designed to continue at a steady level so as not to damage the environment.
A tiger selfie means having your photo taken with a captive wild tiger. Not something to be advised.
The phrase at the other end of the scale is similar in meaning to the phrase by contrast.
A grassroots NGO is a non-governmental organisation which tries to achieve its aims through the actions of local, ordinary people rather than leaders.
And finally, if something goes a long way towards a certain goal, it's an important factor in achieving that goal. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English
from the BBC.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.